Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're diving into something a little different this time.
Oh.
Latex fashion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, specifically the latex dress.
Interesting.
We're going to trace its journey from like niche kind of fashion to red carpets and even
Wow.
into everyday wardrobes. So get
Oh,
ready. It's going to be a wild ride.
I'm excited.
Yeah, you might be surprised how this once kind of daring material
Yeah.
is becoming a fashion statement.
For everyone.
For everyone,
Yeah,
exactly.
it's really interesting to see latex kind of shedding that old image, and
Right.
stepping into the mainstream. Like, we're seeing it
Everywhere.
all over red carpets and award shows and even
Yeah.
starting to trickle down into everyday wear.
Speaking of red carpets,
Yeah.
we have to talk about Chloe Bailey
Of course.
at the British Fashion Council Fashion Awards.
Yes.
I mean, that latex dress, it
Incredible.
was incredible. The two-tone black and red design with
Yeah.
a dramatic fishtail skirt and
And that corset.
that iconic tulip cup corset. Yes.
It was a masterpiece
It was.
of design. Like, the underbreast wire and the full boning
Yeah.
created that classic hourglass shape
Yeah.
we often see with latex.
Yeah, and it really highlights how the structure of the garment can have such a big impact on the look. And
Absolutely.
the photos on
Oh,
Instagram, you can
yeah.
really see the detail and just how amazing it looked in person.
Really stunning.
I was struck by how the latex just seemed to
Really?
flow and move with her.
It's important to remember, though, that Chloe Bailey
Yeah.
isn't the first to embrace latex on the red carpet.
True.
In recent years, we've seen other celebrities
Yeah.
like Charlie Howard
Mm.
and Georgia Mae Jagger rocking latex looks at these events.
Totally. It really does feel like latex has become a regular
Okay.
sight at these big fashion events.
Yeah.
What do you think? Does this shift signal that latex is moving beyond,
That niche perception,
yeah, and becoming more mainstream?
I think it's definitely a sign that perceptions are changing. Latex is starting to be seen as a legitimate fashion choice,
Right.
not just something that's like shocking or provocative.
So what does this mean for someone who might be
Intrigued.
intrigued by latex, but
Intimidated.
intimidated to try it?
Right.
Could we see latex on the streets as much as on the runway?
It's certainly possible.
Okay.
And that's where the versatility of latex really comes into play.
Okay.
You don't have to limit yourself to a full latex dress.
Right.
There are so many ways to incorporate it into your everyday wardrobe
Mike, wait.
without feeling like you're wearing a costume.
Yeah.
Think latex skirts, tops, even accessories.
Uh-huh.
A touch of latex can add a unique edge to any outfit.
So it's all about finding ways to make latex your own.
Exactly.
A latex skirt paired with a casual tee,
Yeah.
maybe some latex gloves for a pop of color.
Love it.
The possibilities are endless,
They are.
but I'm curious,
Yeah.
for someone who's never worn latex before,
Okay.
what advice would you give them?
I'd say start small. Maybe try a latex accessory,
Like a belt?
like a belt or a pair of gloves,
Yeah.
to get a feel for the material.
Mm-hmm.
Latex does have a unique feel and fit,
Right.
so it's good to get comfortable with it before
Diving in.
diving into a full latex outfit.
Yeah.
And remember, fashion is all about having fun and expressing yourself.
Yes.
So don't be afraid to experiment and find what works for you.
You know, it's interesting how we've gone from talking about latex on the red carpet to how anyone can wear it every day.
Yeah.
That says a lot about how perceptions of latex are changing.
It really does.
Yeah.
Latex is breaking free from its old associations
Uh-huh.
and becoming much more accessible and versatile.
Yeah, I love that.
It's exciting to see how people are embracing it and making it their own.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's great.
And it's not even just about accessibility.
Right.
It's also about the evolution of the material itself.
Okay.
Like, advancements in latex production
Uh-huh.
have led to thinner, more comfortable
Oh,
garments,
interesting.
which has definitely contributed to its growing popularity.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I remember when latex was always associated with being,
Stiff.
yeah, a little stiff and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
What's changed?
Well, traditionally, latex was quite thick and heavy, but now we're seeing latex that's almost as thin as fabric.
Wow.
This allows for
More movement.
more drape and movement. Yeah.
So it's not just about the look anymore.
Right.
It's about the feel.
Exactly. And this is where designers like Atsuko Kudo have
Yeah.
really made a difference. They've been instrumental in pushing latex beyond like fetish wear associations.
Okay.
And into the realm of high fashion.
I remember you mentioned that Chloe Bailey's dress was from Atsuko Kudo latex.
Yeah.
What's so special about this designer?
Well, Atsuko Kudo is known for their incredible craftsmanship and their innovative designs. Mm-hmm. They've really elevated latex, showcasing its potential as a luxurious and sophisticated material.
Yeah. And they've dressed like everyone.
They have.
From Beyonce to Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Which has certainly helped bring latex
into the mainstream.
Into the mainstream spotlight.
Yeah. I'm starting to see how one designer can really change the perception of a whole material.
It's true.
But let's talk about the history of latex and fashion.
Yeah.
It wasn't always red carpets and awards shows, was it?
Not at all.
No.
Latex has a fascinating history.
Okay.
Dating back to the early 20th century.
Wow.
It was initially used for practical purposes,
okay,
like raincoats and gloves.
Interesting.
But over time, it started to appear in more avant-garde and subculture fashion, like punk and fetish wear.
Okay, so it's got that edge.
It gave it a certain edge.
Yeah.
And mystique.
Which is still part of its appeal today.
Which is still part of its appeal today, yeah.
It's almost like latex has gone through a complete transformation.
It has.
From functional wear to subculture statement to high fashion darling.
It really is, and it speaks to the power of fashion to evolve and challenge norms.
But even with all this talk of latex becoming more mainstream, it's still a pretty unique material.
Yeah.
It definitely requires a certain confidence to pull off.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you say?
Latex has a way of commanding attention.
Yeah.
It hugs your curves. It shines. It makes a statement.
Right.
And that's part of what makes it so empowering. It's about owning your body, your style, and your individuality.
So it's not just about the garment itself.
No.
It's about what it represents.
Precisely. It's about pushing boundaries and challenging traditional ideas of what's considered acceptable or fashionable.
Yeah.
It's about saying, this is me, and I'm not afraid to stand out.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
And it really resonates with what we were discussing earlier about latex becoming more accessible to everyone.
Exactly.
It's no longer just for a select few.
Right.
It's a way for anyone to express themselves and embrace their own unique style.
And that's what's so exciting about this moment in fashion.
Yeah.
We're seeing more diversity and inclusivity than ever before.
I love it.
And latex is a part of that.
Yeah.
It's a material that allows people to celebrate their bodies and express their individuality in a bold and unapologetic way.
It's amazing to see this transformation. You know,
it is
from niche beginnings to this symbol of
empowerment
and self-expression.
Exactly.
Makes you wonder, where does latex go from here?
That is the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this a passing trend?
Right.
Or is latex on its way to becoming a
staple,
timeless fashion staple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting to think about, you know, with its growing popularity and how designers are pushing the boundaries.
Absolutely.
Like, what's possible with latex?
Yeah, on one hand, we've seen these surges in popularity before with other materials and trends.
Totally.
But latex has this
staying power.
Certain staying power, yeah.
It's been around for over a century.
I know, it's incredible.
And it keeps reinventing itself.
Right.
There's just this allure to latex, I think, that goes beyond just a fleeting trend. This unique combination of
sensuality
and edginess and
sophistication. Yeah, it's hard to find that in other materials.
For sure. And as we've said, it can be both incredibly daring and surprisingly versatile. You can wear it to a red carpet or dress it down for a more casual look.
Absolutely. And that adaptability
could
really contribute to its longevity in fashion.
It feels like we're at a tipping point.
I think so.
With latex, you know? It's not hidden away anymore.
Right.
It's out in the open and people are embracing it.
In all its forms.
All its forms.
Yeah. And who knows, maybe in a few years we'll look back and think this was the moment when latex truly went mainstream.
That's a fascinating thought. It really makes you wonder what the future holds.
It does.
For this once niche material.
Right.
But I think it's important to
bring
it back to our listener.
You know.
We've shared a lot today.
Yeah, a lot of information.
But ultimately, it's up to each individual to decide how they feel about latex and whether they want to incorporate it.
Into their own style.
Into their own style, exactly.
Yeah.
If you're intrigued by what you've heard today, I encourage you to explore further, you know.
Yeah.
Check out designers like Atsuko Kudo.
Absolutely.
See how other fashion icons are styling latex.
Mm-hmm.
and maybe even try a piece or two yourself.
Yeah, you might be surprised by how you feel.
And what you discover.
Fashion is all about experimentation and self-expression.
It is.
So if you're drawn to latex, don't be afraid to give it a try.
That's right.
You might just find your new favorite wardrobe staple.
And that wraps up our deep dive into the world of latex fashion.
Thanks for joining us.
We hope you've enjoyed this exploration of a material that's pushing boundaries and challenging conventions.
Absolutely.
Until next time, happy styling.
Yeah.
Everyone.